Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Friday, the 25th of April. The general synopsis at 1800, high Norwegian basin 1029, slow moving with little change by 1800 Friday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking north at Cirra, south at Cirra, northerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 4 or less. Fair, good. 40s, east or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 4 or less. Fair, good. Cromarty, east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6, later. Fair, good. Fourth, east or southeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5. Fair, good. Tyne, east or southeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5. Fair, good. Dogger, northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 4 or less. Fair, good. Fisher, northwest, veering northeast 4 to 6, then east 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. German Bight, north 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Humber, northeast, veering east or southeast 2 to 4. Fair, good. Thames, Dover, northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. White, variable 2 to 4, becoming east 4 or 5. Fair, good. Portland, east or southeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5 for a time. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Plymouth, southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 4 or less. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, easterly or southeasterly, backing northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul, southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly 3 to 5. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Irish Sea, veering west 2 to 4 in Fastnet. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall, southerly, veering southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in northeast Rockall. Rain with fog patches, thundery showers later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, south or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland, easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later in south. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations. Tyree Automatic, southeast 4, 11 miles, 1019, now falling. Stornoway, southeast by east 5, 15 miles, 1020, steady. Lerwick, northeast by east 4, more than 38 miles, 1027, now falling. Wick Automatic, southeast 4, 12 miles, 1025, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, east-southeast 2, 16 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Lucas, east-southeast 3, 15 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Boomer, west-southwest 1, mist, 2 miles, 1024, now falling. Bridlington, north by east 1, 1024, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast 5, 5 miles, 1022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 1, 2 miles, 1023. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest 3, 1022 now falling. Jersey, east by south 3, mist 3 miles, 1022 now falling. Channel light vessel automatic, east by north 2, 2 miles, 1022. Scilly automatic, southeast by south 4, slight drizzle and rain, 1.5 miles, 1020 falling slowly. Milford Haven, southeast by south 3, 16 miles, 1021 steady. Aberporth, south southeast 4, 8 miles, 1021 falling slowly. Valley, southeast 1, 5 miles, 1021 steady. Liverpool Crosby, southeast 2, 7 miles, 1022 rising slowly. Valencia, south by east 2, slight rain, 3 miles, 1015 now falling. Ronald's Way, east northeast 3, 6 miles, 1021 steady. Malin Head, southeast 5, 14 miles, 1017 now rising. Macrahanish automatic, east southeast 3, 12 miles, 1020 now falling. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure persists over the North Sea, while a band of rain slowly moves east over the western waters during Friday, then continues east across the rest of the country on Saturday, with another band reaching the northwest later. The winds will be mainly light or moderate southerly, but occasionally strong in the northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southeast 2 or 3, increasing 4 or 5, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 2 or 3, becoming east or southeast 3 or 4, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first in north and 5 later in southeast. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 2 to 4 becoming northeasterly 4 or 5. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less becoming east or southeast 3 to 5. Occasional rain later in west, good, occasionally moderate later in west. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain at times, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southeast 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic later. Rain at times, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, south or southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southeast 3 to 5, fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6, decreasing south or southeast 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time. Fair, then rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7 for a time. Fair, then rain at times, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south and 3 later in north. Fair, then rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles, east or northeast 3 or 4, veering southeast 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And with the time creeping towards 1 o'clock, that's it from BBC Radio 4 for tonight. We're handing over to the World Service in a moment, where you can catch up with the latest global business news in Business Matters. Radio 4 Extra continues through the night. In a moment over there, our John le Carré thriller Call for the Dead, starring George Cole, continues. And there's more than enough on BBC Sounds to keep you busy until Radio 4 returns at 5 a.m, when Jane Steele will be back in this chair. We hope you can join us at some point tomorrow, perhaps for any questions from Street in Somerset at 8 in the evening, or the new series of Free Thinking, which starts tomorrow evening at 9 o'clock. So until then, this is Richard Evans on behalf of everyone here at BBC Radio 4 and everyone working through the night at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a very peaceful night. Nostar, good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the world's two largest economies, the United States and China. Coming up, China says no to any trade talks until the US withdraws its tariffs. So who'll blink first in this trade war? Could it be China?
They don't think that they can really negotiate with Trump, because from Beijing's perspective, the administration seems to change their requests and attitudes every single day.
And the head of the U.S. Toy Association tells us there could be a shortage of toys this Christmas.
If this continues to go on for the next weeks, we're going to get to a point where it will be unrecoverable, and there will absolutely be a toy shortage for holiday this season.
And we'll bring you the latest on those growing tensions between India and Pakistan. That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, the latest BBC News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump has insisted he's putting a lot of pressure on Russia and Ukraine to reach a peace deal. Speaking in the Oval Office, Mr. Trump said he believed an agreement was close. Gary O'Donoghue reports from Washington.
Asked what concessions Russia was prepared to make, Donald Trump said stopping the war and stopping taking the whole country, which he called pretty big concessions. He declined to say what specific pressure he was putting on Vladimir Putin, but the Americans are believed to have tabled a 7-point plan, which has already been rejected by President Zelensky. It's reported to include the freezing of the front lines at their current positions and the recognition by the US of Russia's annexation of the Crimean Peninsula.
President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at accelerating deep-sea mining for critical minerals needed to make batteries, computer chips and some weapons. The Trump administration said the move could boost the US economy by $300 billion over 10 years and reduce reliance on China. Critics warn the move could damage undersea ecosystems. A medical team treating the former Brazilian president Jair Bolsonaro after intestinal surgery says his health condition has deteriorated. Mr. Bolsonaro, who's 70, was stabbed during the 2018 election campaign. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court gave him 5 days to present his defense against charges that he plotted a military coup against President Lula da Silva. More details from Leonardo Rocha.
He was indicted a month ago. It was confirmed exactly a month ago. And they are trying to have this trial finished by the end of the year. There are many, many accusations that he staged a military coup to prevent the inauguration of President Lula